Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and I'm here with my co-host and wife, Alicia.
Hello.
And we just got back from seeing the 9th episode of Star Wars, The Last Jedi. So, as we see every single one of the Star Wars, and not counting how many times we saw it over and over, we saw all of them. And we were pretty much disappointed with a couple, but still enjoyed it. And the last couple of ones are kind of like as well. It's The Force Awakening, which matched up to this one. And then it was the Rebel one.
Is that the last one where everybody died?
Yeah, Rogue One. That was Rogue One.
Yeah, Rogue One, yeah.
I liked it, that one.
I liked that one as well.
So we rolled up into The Last Jedi, which was the sequel to The Force Awakening. And we went, and there was nobody in the theater, but that was fine. We went to one of our favorite theaters.
Yes, it was.
That had the lounge seats in them. So they lounge all the way back. Sometimes that's a good thing. It was a bad thing on this one. And we'll tell you why. So, Star Wars.
Giving them the bad news.
Jedi. So we're not going to really, I don't want to beat it up too bad, but let's speak to what the critics and the actual fans was talking about, baby, because you looked at it and you pulled up the Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes, Rotten Tomatoes. And I was like, why did the audience not like it?
So, you know, what did it come up at? Because the audience had, what was it? The audience.
It was like 56.
Really?
Yeah, it was really low, babe.
I thought it was a little higher than that.
No, it was low.
Sure. Let me see. So the audience was, ding, 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 ding. Alicia is absolutely right. 56.
Yeah, and it was very bad.
Tomato meter was 93.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that sounds like, you know,
what the
people
hell?
Wanted something and
what the you hell? Know,
everybody else wanted something different. So IMDb. Internet Movie Database gave it a 7.9.
Which is good.
I'll go see that.
Yeah, that's a good.
And then
score.
The critic score was an 86 of the Metascore.
Mm.
So really interesting. A whole bunch of interesting scores on this. And I'm going to preface this with the movie was 2.5 hours. And you know, a 2.5 hour movie, and you get there on time, and there's probably around 20 minutes of freaking previews. So you basically sitting there almost for 3 hours.
Yeah, and we got there exactly at 4:30.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where we start. That's where we want to preface everything with. So this one started off on like the end of The Force Awakening. Ren went to see Luke Skywalker on an island by himself. And then the black dude, I don't remember a lot of these names because they did not make me want to remember a lot of these names.
It was just too many people in there.
Oh, it was Rey, not Ren. Ren was the bad one and Rey was the girl. So Rey went to see Luke Skywalker. And the black guy woke up with the rebels. And the rebels was trying to get away because the Empire was kind of still trying to fire them. I mean, kill them all. And they ain't not called the Empire. They called something else now. So we start that way. The two storylines kind of split there. So you see the rebels trying to get away and Ren trying to decide who he's going to be. And then Rey
trying to be
a Jedi.
Oh, it was all over the place. It was just all over the place.
So give me a take of what you saw, Boo.
It was just all over the place. I mean, it was, you know, to me, it was just confusing.
And tell me why they were confusing.
Okay, so we got Rey trying to find Luke.
She found him.
Right? Okay. Rey getting together with Luke. Mm-hmm. Then you had the black guy, right? Trying to, coming out of some sleep.
Yep.
Okay.
From the last time, yeah.
And looking for Rey.
Yeah, I want to find Rey.
Okay, so.
Don't let her come here and die.
Then him trying to escape.
To find Rey,
mm-hmm. But then find out that the dark side.
The Empire.
The Empire was chasing them. Okay. Yeah. Then, I mean, it was. Oh, God. Shall I continue?
Yeah, you have to.
Then you had the captain realizing there was an issue because the dark side was trying to kill them. So when they warped to it, you know, they
tried to escape and escape, they warped somewhere else.
They were being followed by them.
And they don't know why.
Yep. Then they figure out why.
No, they didn't. They just figured out they was being tracked, but they don't know why they was being tracked. Go ahead. I know. Go ahead.
Then they figure out why they were being tracked.
How they were being tracked.
Because they were wondering why, how they were finding out where they were going to. Mm-hmm. Then they figure out how to stop it
from tracking them.
Yep.
Okay.
Which that was. Right,
it was just fucking ridiculous.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Then, oh my God.
No, I want you to go because I feel the same way, but I really wanted to see if he was just as confused as me.
So they was told, they contact this guy who told them who can get into this area of the ship.
He was a code cracker.
Yeah, code cracker.
Yeah.
Who can get into the dark side ship.
But where were they? Where was that guy at?
He was in another, what is it, this casino,
a casino planet.
Planet, yeah. Las Vegas, let's say, the next version of Las Vegas.
But a whole planet.
Yeah, which was so beautiful, they so-called say.
Yeah, but it was a whole bunch of rich people.
Right, rich people who were supplying weapons to the dark side.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it's like, oh, okay.
And they was enslaving kids with some kind of animal.
Right.
Some kangaroo horses.
Right, which... Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm breathing now because it's just this is a 2.5 hour movie and we giving it to you in what, less than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So
there's a reason for all that.
Then they get caught because they parked in the wrong spot.
They parked, yeah. And somebody told on them.
Told on them and they found them. Okay. And then they arrest them.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because they saw the coder. But the coder was like, the lady was like, who is that? What happened? Don't worry about them. And then
roll the dice.
Just keep rolling the dice. Okay, so they get in prison. Then they just so happened there was somebody in there with them who said that he could break the code.
Yep. Some random guy.
Yeah. So he then breaks out of the prison they're in. What is it? What's the little robot? The robot.
Well, that's like C-4-7 yeah, or some bullshit. Yeah,
the new robot. Right. He basically beat up all the guards.
No, he didn't. The robot did. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he tied them up, threw coins at them.
Yeah.
Okay,
coins.
So.
And then the guy that was in the prison, he picked up all the coins because he's just a crook. And it was one of our favorite actors, Benicio del Toro. I was like, whoa, that was Benicio right there.
When you say his name.
Benicio del Toro. So he was the guy in the prison.
Okay, so yeah, he was the guy in the prison. So he then They escaped on the little horses, so-called animals.
Yeah, some kangaroo horses with like long ears.
They let them escape through the wild. And
they're just running like crazy all through
right,
there.
Right, right.
And then they run on the beach, and what did they see?
What did they see?
They ship. And they was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they blew up the ship.
Then they blew up the ship.
It was like, oh, wait, how are we going to get out of here? And then, because I was thinking ahead of that. And then... That the kangaroo, they let go of the animal racer, and then they were at the edge of the mountain.
Some cliff, yeah.
Yeah, and the guy's like, come on. A ship came down.
A ship came from nowhere.
Nowhere, and saved them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he then takes them to the dark ship,
mm-hmm.
right? They get on the ship, right? So just so happened, I don't know how this happened. I still can't figure this out.
How they got on the ship?
No. They got on the ship, you know, just by cloaking themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, so they then got the uniforms of mm-hmm. the dark side people.
Yeah.
They put a little garbage can over the road.
Yeah, Well, where did they get the clothes from? Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had to inject that in. I don't know where they got that from.
Babe.
They didn't knock nobody out.
No,
they didn't go into no uniform place.
No. And on top of that, another little robot recognized them.
Yeah, the robot was like, bleep, bleep, bleep. Like, you know, if they had it, was like, yo, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And, you know, and he told on them. But they, we'll find out later.
They got to the door.
You got all the way to the door.
Got all the way to the door. No problems.
Yep.
Open up the door. They were about to run across.
Yep.
And then they got caught. Okay, so
because the snitch robot showed up and was like bleep, 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 bleep.
Right, but then the guy who helped them also was what is it? He was a double spy, how you say? He turned on their ass.
No, he turned on them because he wanted to get paid.
Right, but was that before or after?
No, that's when they caught them because he had information.
Okay, so he
told on them because he wanted some money.
Yeah, but they didn't say much about that.
Yeah, they made it really quick, and he went on about his business.
Right.
And we didn't see him again.
Right, right.
But
okay, so
go ahead.
In doing that, they were supposed to deactivate this cloaking system.
Mm-hmm.
Which they couldn't now because they got caught.
Yep. But so, in the meantime, they were on the ship and they wanted to jump to another somewhere else.
Yeah, but they had to get rid of that. They had to deactivate that.
That thing on the big ship. Big whatever ship they call it. They got a name for it too. So they got a new name for this killing ship that they have.
Right.
It's a new name. But on top of that, then remember, they saw the black guy and they was like, welcome home, black boy, or something like that.
Yeah, because remember, he was one of them. His name was Finn. Yeah, he was one
welcome
of them.
Welcome black Finn, you know, and he was like, what the hell? So that's when you knew why they was, or how they was tracking him. But they still didn't say that. And it was kind of like, figure it out yourself. We're not going to explain a damn thing.
Yeah, that's how bad it was.
Yeah.
That's really, really how bad it was. Because you thought it would end. You know, it was like, you said, oh, good. You know, he got to it. They're going to deactivate this. And then the ship can then, you know, jump to the next area. But you, honestly, truthfully, they done killed off everybody.
Yeah, but then they turned around because they said, we don't care about your, because there was a commander guy who was, he was an asshole. He didn't want to listen to nobody, so he kept having his own plans. But they had a secret plan. You forgot this part. They had a secret plan that all of the other little ships will go to this planet, but they had like a cloaking device that no one saw them. So they kept shooting at the main ship. So they was like, you didn't know, we're just going to go to this planet that no one forgot about. It used to be an ex-rebel place. But then Benicio del Toro told on their ass, so they was able to see them and start shooting their ass.
Right, right. That's true. Okay.
So I was kind of like, damn, that's fucked up. Everything the rebels did, they just caught their ass.
Yeah, because, I think this was the worst one.
Okay, finish the whole story that you was going through. Go ahead. Finish the story.
Because, you know, then you have, the dark side son okay, wanted to fight Rey.
No, that was the dark side son. That was Han Solo's son.
Oh, Han Solo's son.
And
okay.
And Leia's son, but he went to the dark side.
Right.
So to your point, he was like the dark side.
Right. So that's a whole nother part because they had the head guy there who said that he was weak.
Yeah, he's a punk. Punk ass. Mm-hmm. His punk ass and blah. He was insulting him and Ren was standing there like, man, I wish I could kill this dude.
Yeah, because he looked.
Can't.
Yes.
And I can't think about it because he's reading my mind. Mm-hmm. So he was just standing there looking sorry. He was like, your bitch ass can't do nothing. I should have killed you, you weak ass bitch. And he was just doing all types of stuff. But anyway, so.
That was another part. Because we talked about the other part until it got. I mean, oh my gosh.
It's all over
we
the
ain't
place,
even finished yet.
I know.
Oh. This is just giving me a headache.
So remember, Ren left the island and said, I'm going to convince Ren to be on my side.
Right, but remember, we were talking about this in the car. Mm-hmm. You know, Luke didn't do a goddamn thing to teach that one.
He didn't do shit.
He didn't even teach her nothing. She just figured out the strength of her own powers. It was like, okay, what's the purpose of her even going over to this island? Be seeing water, touching the water.
And just breaking stuff. And then there's a part that her and Ren was able to just to see each other. And they was able to talk without being together with no phones or anything. So they had like a force cell phone that they had. And they just used that to just talk. He said, but I can't see you. She said, I can see you. Put a towel on or something. Remember?
Yes.
When he was walking around without his shirt on. And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, my
goodness.
And
he just stood there like, whatever. And he just kept talking. And she was like, punk. So, but she thought she can go back and
change him.
So go to that part.
Yeah, because Luke Skywalker said, no, he hasn't changed. He's like, yes, I felt that little part of him that wants to change, that wants to, he has that emotion. And I'm like.
And Luke was like, no, 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 no.
I'm like, I hope that is true, that she believes that. But she then leaves. And another thing was that was crazy. She kept trying to find her damn parents.
Yep.
She wouldn't know who her parents
is. But who is my parents?
Who? I was waiting for Luke to say, I am
your father.
just end the shit. Just end it.
Just say it.
Oh, my God. So, no, that didn't happen.
He was not.
Okay.
Or, so. I'm not your father, but my brother's sister's cousin is your stepdad. Some shit. But that didn't even happen.
That didn't happen either. So she tried. Then she fell into this hole. She then got the. That was stupid.
Yeah, what was that for?
I couldn't figure that damn shit out.
She fell in a hole and she jumped out of the water. And when she touched this
mirror, glass, she saw herself just like. Double, triple. I mean,
it was infinity.
Yeah, infinity.
And she was like, she raised her hand for a while, and then she starts snapping her fingers like, snap, 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 snap. And I was like, really? You really just gonna keep doing this shit?
And then she touches and she asks the question, "Who are my parents?"
And then you see two people show up, right?
And then she's like, put her finger on the ice or a mirror
glass
or something,
or whatever.
And then it cleared up, and it was her. And I was like, "What?"
And she was like, "I didn't get any of my answers. You were standing in front of a piece of fucking glass. What do you think you're gonna get answers from?" And then she left there, and we was kind of like, "So, what was the purpose?"
So Luke didn't want to help her. And
she didn't know who her parents were.
She figured out that she had all these powers, and then she had. She figured out something was going to happen. So she head over to help her boy, and that's when the whole thing where I'm so glad the emperor or whoever it was.
Yeah,
I call it the emperor.
Supreme leader.
The supreme leader.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm so glad you brought her to me. Now she's going to be part of us. You're going to leave me to Luke, and then you will die.
Ha, 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 ha.
I was like, okay.
And then, you know, so they prolonging it like a James Bond movie, you know, with the villain saying,
he throw her in the air.
I'm going to tell you my secret and blah, blah.
Throw her in the air. He brings her back.
Hit her in the head with a lifesaver, remember?
Yeah, hit her in the head. And then he bring her back. And then he puts her down. And then he tells
Ren. He tells Ren
to kill her. And so Ren
then sees that her
lightsaber
is still on his the guy's chair.
Mm-hmm.
The supreme being,
supreme leader.
Was on his chair, and so he wasn't paying attention
because he was like, kill her.
Yeah,
this, and he was like narrating the whole thing. He will stand before you, and he will cut you down.
Yeah,
and I will be it. And you know, Ren is he's standing there like, this dude don't realize what I'm about to do to his ass. And he just cut the lightsaber on.
Yep. And
he just cut it on.
Yep, he sure did. He turned it, and then he cut it on.
Then he cut it on, yeah. He used the force to turn it sideways.
And then they cut it right on. And then he
just cut the switch on.
And it went right through him.
Cut his ass in half.
And that's where Rey was able to get it from him. And then he fell.
And then his red bodyguards
all his bodyguards started fighting.
Then they finally started fighting. It's not like, took y'all so long?
I said, why would y'all even fight him anyway? He's dead. What the hell? You should be bowing down to what's his name?
To the new leader, you know?
They didn't do that. So they land up killing all the red soldiers. Mm-hmm. And then them two started fighting over the
lightsaber. Lightsaber. Said, join me, goddammit. Join me and we can be the two leaders. She was like, we can save the world. The rebels. Save the rebels. He's like, let the rebels die.
Yeah, he said,
let them die. Let the emperor die.
Let them die.
Let everybody die. Yep. And join me.
Yep. And she
was like, fuck that. And then the force grabbed it.
I think there's something exploded.
Not yet. They were trying to pull this lightsaber to each other. Then it shook, and then it split in half, and then the place blew up because, remember, the rebel lady in the ship went light speed.
That's right. That's right. And split them in half. That's right.
That was really cool. I love the way
that part was cool because she was like, really cool. She found out that they were shooting down
all the rebel
ships. So she turned the ship around.
And they said, she's about to go light speed.
And she's like, no.
It's okay, let her go. You know,
no, but when she turned around, that's when it's like,
oh, shit.
No. And she went light speed through them.
And just cut them all in half. And half of the other ships blew up, too.
And still, they killed off all those little ships.
Not all of them. Just
well, it was enough.
Enough of them.
Yeah, it was enough of them.
This was kind of weird, too, because even though she did that and the rest of them landed on the planet, half of the ship was still operational. So he's like, gather everybody up. Ren said this. Gather everybody up, and we're going to go wipe and kill them all
out. But see, that's what's so weird. How can the ship be if...
still be operational.
I know.
And I was like, okay, you're just running a half a ship.
I know. And then you still... I mean, that to me was... Okay, so... In the meantime...
And they forgot all about... They said she escaped on an escape pod, right? Rey. Escape from escape.
Yeah.
But yet she was in the Millennial Falcon after that.
Yeah, how did she get on that?
How the fuck did she get on that?
Babe, that's a good idea. How did she get on that? We don't. That's another thing. And then the black guy and the Asian girl was still on the ship, and they was able to get off too.
Yeah, how the fuck did they get off?
Because remember, they were laying down. They were going.
Oh, they got off because
they were laying flat on the ground.
Robot on.
Right, saved them. But how did they get to live when they were laying down and
No. Remember, the robot saved them.
Right. The robot saved them, and then the
BB-8. That's the BB-8.
The robot BB-8 saved them, but then everybody got burnt because they cut it in half.
No. That was the ship was already cut in half.
No,
but when they came out of the what you call it, BB-8 was shooting all of them, remember?
BB-8 was shooting them, but
then he started fighting the woman that was inside the metal stuff.
Remember, they exploded.
Mm-hmm.
How did all the soldiers die?
Because BB-8 shot them, and she was the only one that was left.
Gosh, BB-8 didn't shoot all of them, because when they woke up, they was like, where the hell everybody at?
No, that wasn't BB-8. So you're getting the sequence wrong. When they was about to cut their head off, everything blew up.
Right. Okay. Yep.
It got cut in half.
Right.
And then that's when they woke up, and she was dragging him like, "Wake your ass up! Wake your ass up!"
Okay. That's right.
And then they come through the smoke, and he was like, "Oh shit! They about ready to kill me again." And then BB-8 was in one of those things and start shooting them all out. And then he fought the lady in the.
She ain't die.
Yeah. It looked like she died, but
yeah, she ain't
dead. She's gonna come back, but she's gonna have like a scar on her face, you know,
something like
everybody
that.
Always gets scars,
mm-hmm.
And then they keep them, even though technology, takes away scars. But some people like to keep their scars, so I guess that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, they like them scars. In
yeah, they
movie.
Like they keep their scars.
So they escape off the ship, mm-hmm. even though it was split in half.
Oh, that's how they got back. Remember, they was chasing them. Uh-huh. And then the ship crashed, and right before the wall went down, they slid all the way there. And they was like, hey, we're still alive. Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it was like, hey, there go my boy. That's my black friend and BB-8.
Right.
And who's that other chick?
Right.
The Asian girl. So
yeah. What that anyway, happened.
Yep. So now they're on the planet.
Right, they're on the planet. And there was like less than 20 people.
Yeah, I know.
Alive.
Yeah, there was a whole lot of the motherfuckers died.
Yeah.
So.
Leia was still one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so now then they try to fight them with these old ass ships.
So yeah, the old ship was in there, which was weird because they was on a planet from the Empire Strike Back from the 1980s. Star Wars episode, the 1980s. If you go back there, they were on that planet and they was fighting the what you call it before. Mm-hmm. So they went right back to that planet just for nostalgia's sake, and they came out with some raggedy ass stuff that was falling apart.
Yeah. They said there was only 16 fighter pilots. So 16 ships. And those 16, they knocked them all, just about all of them out.
Except for the three.
Right.
Which, and the three had all three main characters.
Yes,
so,
yes,
of course,
they did.
The three people couldn't die.
And so, because they were supposed to blow up the cannon.
Big cannon that they had.
That would knock down the metal, the doors.
Yeah, and it put a hole in there, but it didn't knock it down.
Right, but the black guy was going to go through it.
He was going to sacrifice himself.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was going to do anything.
But the Asian girl said, you don't do that. You sacrifice for the people you love. And she kisses him and then passes out. We thought she kissed her and died. I was
yeah,
like,
I thought that. Yeah, but he actually saved her.
He saved her and dragged her.
So Luke done come and Luke done come down.
Yeah. So all of a sudden they was like, "What are we gonna do?" And you know, Ren is inside the ship saying, "Kill everybody. Nobody lives." And then Luke comes from in the hallway from somewhere, and they
he,
was like,
"He talked to Leia."
No, he came back. He came from a hallway out of nowhere, and then Leia saw him, and she was like. Oh, Luke. He said, don't say it. I know. I changed my hair. Yuck, 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 yuck. And then he said, I'm sorry. And then he gave her the little dice thing that Han Solo had on the ship, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, I'm going to have to face him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he faced him, then he went outside. So go ahead. I like how you're saying this. Go ahead.
So he then goes outside.
Yep.
And he stands there. And then
what does Ren say?
Ren said, fire everything at him now. Fire everything. Everything at him now. Don't stop. Faster. Faster. So they're shooting like crazy.
Like fucking crazy.
At this one spot, just one little spot, and all you see is red dust. Now, that's another thing that was kind of weird. This island had all this red dust.
Underneath the snow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So all this red dust popping up and everything. And then they
said, the leader guy said, don't you think that's enough?
Y'all stop. She said, stop, 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 stop. So he stopped it. And then all you seen was Luke come out of the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, send me down there. And he's like, I don't think you should go. And he threw
threw his ass up against the wall.
And he's like, okay, we're opening up the
door right now.
And so he went down there.
No, like, right before that, they went back to the rebels and they said, oh, what he's doing, he's buying us some time.
Yeah, the guy said he was buying them some time.
Yeah. So this was kind of crazy. Go ahead.
He's like, so how do we get out of here? And so the what's his name?
The black dude?
No, the metal guy who kept saying, there's no way.
C-3PO.
Yo, C-3PO was like, there's no way out of here. There's no way out of here. There's no way out of here.
725 something. He was like, shut the fuck up.
And he's like, well, where are all those crystal wolves at?
No, before you said that, this was kind of funny.
What he said?
It means nothing after you say this. But he said, how did Luke get in? There's obviously some way that he got
in. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's what he said. Hold on.
Yeah.
We'll go to that in a minute.
Okay.
And then they said, yeah, where are all the little crystal wolves, dogs or something came from?
Right.
And then he was like, be quiet, be quiet. And then they got all silent. And then they saw like one of those little crystal wolves.
Yeah.
Right there. Go ahead.
So in the meantime.
Yeah. He's outside.
He's outside getting ready to fight him. Fry Luke.
Yeah. So Ren
I like Ren. How Ren came out. He came out like that. With his, he came out with his like when he turned it on. Sword. He turned on the sword. He was like, it came out like on the side,
like shoo,
right. And then
like a samurai.
Luke comes out like he turned on his, and he like, just like turn on. I was like, okay, Luke is ready to fight. Really nice.
He was like, and then whatever.
They followed while they was inside the cave. They followed the crystal wolves.
Yeah,
and got them all the way to where there was a bunch of rocks there.
Oh, but we forgot.
We forgot one part.
That the Millennial Falcon came down because
Chase had all the fighter come follow her.
Yep.
And she got killed. They all died
because
she
died because she went them to the cave and dived all over the place.
Like they did in the one of the old
Star Wars.
Yeah.
A couple of ones.
Mm-hmm. They did. And so they followed the Crystal Wolves. And when they followed the Crystal Wolves brung them to where they got out of because they were like fitting through the little cracks.
Yeah, it was just a small crack through the rocks.
Right.
And they was kind
of
like,
how the hell are we going to get out of here?
They was just standing there like, this
and is so a guess boat? Who comes along?
So Ren comes down the mountain.
And she's like, how do I get the right?
She said rocks.
Rocks. And then the rocks just move out the way.
So she used the force and the rocks was just moved up.
Right.
And they walked in and they were so amazed. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They all got out of there and she led them to the ship. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Ray and the other guy hugged.
Yeah. Oh, her and Ren.
That, you know, I don't know.
No, Finn.
Were they in love or?
Well, I think he loved her, but she was his friend. That's my black friend.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
yeah.
But you know, I don't think she was that much into him. But he was kind of into her. But
right.
Then the Asian girl was like, "But I love you."
Yeah, she so says, he was kinda she didn't like, say that.
So you do stuff for people I love, but then she jumped up and kissed him and then passed out.
Right, right.
So obviously,
In the meantime, while they're getting out, leaving out of the cave. Ren and Luke are fighting on the other side.
So here's one thing. No, go ahead. Finish.
No, go ahead.
No, I want you to finish. I'll say it after.
So they're fighting on the other side. And you really thought there was a fight with their little swords and everything.
Because he was evading him like.
Yeah, he was like. But he would really look like he was fighting him. Like he was for real.
Yeah.
And then he did something. What did he do? He said something that he wasn't there or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he put the sword. There was twice he put the sword through him.
Yeah, he did him once. And then he was kind of like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And then he slowly put it through him. And Luke said some sarcastic bullshit. And
then he disappeared.
Then he just disappeared.
He just disappeared. And then he was like, go and find them.
Go get them. And then you see Luke. He's actually still on the island.
Right. He's still on the island. He was in the force. In his force.
Little folding
legs. Yeah.
You know.
Now this was where we're crazy. Because he was there. He saved their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sitting in having his leg crossed.
Yeah, in a little yoga pose.
Right, and then all of a sudden
he disappeared.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so did he die?
Yeah, so he died. Like, you know, he didn't die, but I think his strength of using the force to project himself.
He told Ren that he would be with him in spirit.
Yeah, he will always be there, just like your father.
Yeah, yeah, just
and
like
he was kind of like, what?
Yeah,
and then he was like, that's when he knew, oh shit, this dude ain't even here. So then, but he died. So what made it stupid was, if you watch closely, when he came down to fight Luke had a black beard and black hair. Like, this dude was like 20 years younger than what he is.
Mm.
And I looked at him like, damn, how did he get so...
Okay.
He kind of prepared himself.
Right.
He put some like dye or whatever
on.
So he got a good haircut and shit. What the fuck is this? So it looked kind of suspicious. So when that did happen, I was kind of like, oh, cool. Now I get it. But then was it necessary for the commander guy to say Luke had to come from somewhere? Yeah, he didn't come from nowhere. He just fucking appeared. So it wasn't like he came in from some trap door somewhere. He just appeared.
Right.
So if the crystal dogs wasn't anywhere, they would have kept walking somewhere thinking they could get out. But they couldn't because Luke just appeared.
Right.
Actually, Luke wasn't even there. So I was like, was that really necessary? So this was so much flaws in it. Go ahead, but finish it off.
Well, the ending was they just got into a ship and flew away.
And flew away.
And flew away.
And like, yay, cheering on the ship about 20-some-odd people.
It was, about 20 people. It wasn't really that many people left over after they were shooting all the little ships along the way.
They kill a hell of a lot of them motherfuckers.
I know. And I was like, was it really that necessary?
So it wound up to be, and I like how you did the sequence, it wound up to be there's just a small rebel force. And then, before it ended, the planet with the casino and the racing horse, rabbit, kangaroo-looking things, there were some kids that was there. And this one kid, he was using the force with his, he used a force to pick up a broom, and he just started sweeping, and they gave him, like, a rebel ring.
Yeah.
And then it kind of made you think, oh, there's going to be the young new rebels. There are going to be some new Jedis. So it kind of wanted you to think of that. So it kind of,
it just made me, you know what it looked, made me look at it, the way it seemed to me is a little boy picked up the damn broom and started sweeping and looked up in the sky. It's like, hey, there's a ship going by.
Yeah, all of a sudden, there was a ship going right by them.
A fallen star, one of the two. I never thought about
it. It was a ship, but, out of the blue, why did that come up?
Yeah.
So really weird.
Yes.
Very weird.
So.
So overall, as you went through all this sequence of events, darling. So what do you think?
No, don't even ask me what I think. After saying it, if I could say, well, that ship and this boy and this thing, it was not that very exciting.
So, I'm glad how you did it because it saved me a whole lot of talking. But so even though Alicia went through it and it didn't seem long, this was 2.5 hours. So could you imagine the amount of extra bullshit that they had to go through just to push what Alicia just said into 2.5 hours? There was a lot of time that them just walking on the island. They tried to introduce some different little creatures that was on there.
Yeah, they were kind of cute.
Luke Skywalker was drinking milk from some funny looking goddamn things that were sitting on the side of the damn mountain.
And she
looked at him like, really, motherfucker?
The monster, the little creature turned and looked at her like
this is some bullshit.
why did they do that?
So the creature looked at her like, did you see this shit? This dude is just taking my milk. And he looked at her like, this shit is delicious. I was like, this is fucking crazy.
I mean, the damn creature is like embedded in the mountain.
And it's like a couple of them.
Yes.
But they sitting there with like their breast milk, their breasts hanging out, and he's just squeezing milk into a couple of jars.
Oh,
and
he's
drinking it and looking at her like, yup.
Yeah, you just,
I'm doing this.
You actually topped that to make me bring down the rating for this movie even lower.
So that was like fucking weird as hell. It was, why did you do that? And then it was just up and down the mountain. And then all of a sudden, these other characters, creatures came out of nowhere that cleans the place up. They was like lizard people.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
Lizard
yeah, yeah,
frog looking people.
Yeah, yeah, with like white aprons on.
Yeah, and some of them were women because these things had breasts and the other ones didn't. And I was kind of like, and she was like, who are they? Oh, they took care of the Jedi place and blah, blah, blah. And then they had these little birds that was there. They were cute. Cute little birds that were screaming all the time, and they was on there. So you'll see them in your toy store because people say, oh, they're so cute. I want to have one of those.
With the watery eyes. Like,
why are you eating us?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. What's the name?
Oh, Chewbacca was eating them and shit, and they was like, oh, that's fucked up.
To the point where he couldn't even eat them.
So it was like a whole bunch of drawn out stuff throughout this movie that was really fucking getting to me. And I was like, are you kidding me? The characters, you kind of stopped liking them because it was kind of like,
too much.
Oh, this is too much.
There was just
going
gaps.
Too long.
There was just little gaps in there that you just didn't know what the hell was going on.
Why?
Yeah. It's like it was missing spots. You know, all of a sudden they just out of nowhere, something happened that you didn't know how it happened.
Yeah, but they just moved on. Mm-hmm. They didn't even try to explain it. They just moved on. And it was constantly, you know, the Empire was trying to kill them, kill the rebels. And then a certain amount of rebels died. Because the movie started off them blowing up a planet full of the rebels trying to get off the planet. And then they got off the planet, and then they like hyper-spaced into another area, and then they jumped from there, and then they followed them again. And then they was like, oh, shit, we're running out of gas. Mm-hmm. The fuck you don't have enough gas? Are you kidding me? So they wanted to slowly try to get away. So for the rest of the movie, they was slowly ahead of the Empire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they was just slowly ahead of them. They said, don't worry, we can we'll stay behind them until they run out of gas. Well, I thought this was the future, and I thought, you know, most of these things was running off like solar or any type of rechargeable or renewable energy. But obviously they have to go to Exxon or Chevron to get gas, and they didn't have enough gas. So, which really fucking weird. And it just drawed on and drawn on and just made it really dumb. It was like some dumb choices and some dumb parts of the story. And it's just weird. It was just really pretty weird.
Yeah, it was very.
My friend said it was weird, and I understand what but I don't think it was weird in a way that's like, oh, that's weird. They went a different direction. It was, that's weird. Why the fuck are they doing that? And it was like a lot of unnecessary things, and it was too damn long.
Yeah, it was. 2.5 hours is just way too long.
So if I say, you know, there was a lot of them that I thought before that, you know, that wasn't a good Star Wars movie, or like, I think episode 3, I forgot the name of that one, but it was, yeah, episode 3 was Attack of the Clones. No, Attack of the Clones was good. It was the one before the Attack of the Clones. I think it was, no, it wasn't Attack. It was Revenge of the Sith. I didn't like that one. But I like that one better than this one. So this one takes over from the bad one, which was Revenge of the Sith. And that's when he became Darth Vader. So Anakin Skywalker. Knights Anakin Skywalker. So the acting was like totally bogus on that one. This one, the acting wasn't bad, but it wasn't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It just really wasn't necessary. So it was pretty lame. But overall, I really was disappointed. I was very disappointed. And we had a better deal, so we went to the actual 3D one. Not really necessary.
Yeah,
Not necessary at all.
That's what I was going to say, too. I am not a fan of 3D.
No, really.
Really not a fan of 3D. By coincidence, I mean, it was an accident. You didn't even see that.
Hey, it's 4:30 movie. Ones, yeah. It was $16 a piece. These were like $10, and all the other ones was like $12 and $16. I was like, nah, fuck it. I might as well just do this one that's $10. So I thought the $10 was the one that was regular. Come to find out it was a 3D. I'm just not a fan of 3D because it don't bring much to the situation. So, anywho. So, what do you rate it, baby?
Why are you asking me first?
I always do.
I know. This is a bad one. Mm-hmm. I would say I'm in like in the middle right now.
No, I understand.
And I don't want it to be in the middle. So, I'm going to do it a little. I'm going to do a 4.5.
Very good. That's a very good score. No, honestly, that's a very good score. I really had it. I was going between a 4.5 and a 4.25 because if I gave it a 5, that means I needed to see this to match up with the last movie or the next movie. I think you can throw this movie away and you'll be fine with everything else. Because there was no reason to say Luke was gone. Luke was gone before the last one. Mm-hmm. So Luke was irrelevant. Leia didn't die, even though she's the actress has died, Carrie Fisher. She's dead, but she didn't die on here. Turn around, and you still got the same characters. I don't think they even discussed that he had some kind of tracking device on him. So you don't see anything with that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if they need to track him again, they're probably going to be able to track him again because they forgot that maybe this black dude, they didn't talk about taking it off him. And if they did, and then how did that happen? You know what I mean? How did all that happen? Benicio del Toro, he's gone. He took all the money, but he helped them. But he's not a hero, but he's just wanted to crook.
Yeah, because he didn't help him. He didn't do nothing. He just came, got his money. He helped him,
but then he was kind of like, oh, shit.
Yeah, he came, got his money, and go.
I got my money now. Yeah. Now I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's all he did.
So, this was a throwaway. This was really a throwaway. Now you know Rey is super powerful on her own. She didn't need Luke any goddamn way.
No, she didn't.
Now she knows I didn't need them, and she still don't know who her parents are. Ren told her, your parents ain't nobody. They're just a bunch of fucking nobodies. So don't worry about it. They're mm-hmm. just nobody. And if you didn't know that before, you know it now. And so, just weird. So 4.25, it's not worth it. It's really, I think people went to see it because it was the next movie in the Star Wars series.
Well, you know, another thing is that around Christmas time, a lot of they switch some of the action movies to Christmas.
Well, there's certain ones, you know, like the Harry Potter one is usually at around the Christmas time too. When they come out, it's usually late in the year.
Right.
So that's what you get. You get some of that as well. And in the Star Wars, they're going to always have the Star Wars one around this time. They had the Lord of the Rings, remember, when they was out.
Right.
They came out in The Hobbit around the end of the year.
Yep.
So sure they did. Don't do the big action ones. There's just certain ones that they kind of do during the Christmas time, and people kind of wait on it.
Right.
And those were a couple like that. I'm not sure if there's any more, but very disappointing. Very disappointing. And if anyone say, do you recommend seeing it? I say, no, I do not. And then I think people will try to convince you to say, no, but, you know, you found out Ray was. I was like, I got all that. That's almost something you can figure out on your own without even seeing the movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of stuff that they showed you, you kind of could have figured it out. But it was so long and drawn out, it was a waste of time. And I can't get those 3 hours back. I can't get those back.
Yeah, it was just way too much.
So not recommended.
No.
Quality of the movie is terrible.
Yeah.
There were scenes on there that made it good. But an overall movie, very, very low graded. And not worth seeing. You can see it on TV and you can see it right behind the other one, and you'd be like, okay, all right. I saw it, and I'm done with it. So that's what I got, a very disappointing movie. I didn't expect to be this disappointed. Leisha and I walked out of the movie. We got in the car, and I was like, Leisha's like, uh-oh, you got to tell me. What do you think? And I was like, okay, the only thing I can say is mm-hmm. I'm borderline saying I hated it. I'm borderline hating this. And that's a strong word when I hate a movie and be like, well, the last movie I said I hated was The Furious Five, right? I mean, the you know, the car movie with all of the...
Oh, yeah. I think it is The
Furious. It's not The Furious Five. That's a rap group.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. What's it called?
The Fate of the Furious.
Something Furious. Yeah,
it was. The Fate of the Furious, but it was the something cars stuff. You know, with them idiots. I hated that. That was one movie I hated to see.
So this was not a good movie to go see. But we had to go see it.
We had to go see it. Part had to be on the list. So we went from there.
Mm-hmm. And so...
So any last recaps, Ben? Because I think we told the world what we felt about this one.
Any last recaps? No. No. Nah. Nah. Never mind. Nope.
Not worth it, eh?
Nah.
Not worth it, eh? Mm-mm. So, sorry about the doing that. I know the Star Wars fans will probably be like, man, you don't know what the fuck you talking about. I'm okay with that, too. But Urban Lifestyle Cafe on the Bougie Black Brother Network. So hook us up on iTunes. Leave your comments on iTunes, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, or go to Bougie Black Brother. Subscribe and download the podcast on Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play, almost all the major downloads for podcasts. We're there. So take a listen. And we'll be back soon. And if you want to add other comments, Bougie Black Bro on Instagram and IG, Fine Black Woman, BLK, Instagram and IG, the Bougie Black Brother Network on Facebook. And you can check us out on YouTube as well. So if you're doing videos and at the same time want to hear the podcast, switch on over to the Bougie Black Brother on iTunes. Oops, on YouTube. And that's all we have. So, and you said no last words, didn't you? Yep, and she just saluted me. So thank you very much, everyone, and we'll see you next time on Urban Lifestyle Cafe.
Bye.
See ya.